Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Okay.
Maybe a first and last name.
Kay O'Berry.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Kay O'Berry.
Okay, you said the first and let me just hold on a moment.
F-A-Y-E is the first name.
Is there any way the account could be on a different name?
No.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, what's the charge amount that you're being you?
$59.89. And they said it was something like, I think I couldn't understand them real good, but it sounded like fine breakthrough tech or something like that.
You said that you never placed this order at all?
I did not place that order. No, that was just that came through this morning. They said my card called me. Fraud department for my credit card called me.
You don't think no one in your household could have placed the order?
No, the only other person here is my brother, and he doesn't do anything like that. He's 82 years old.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it was for, what they purchased. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, Bill?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so will you verify your address for me?
P.O. Box 172, Kenansville, Florida. 34739.
Okay, what's the first six?
Oh, let me get my card. Hold on. Okay, it's 514887.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit. Okay, let's see. Well, I do see the account that I have here. The information that you provided to me is not the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. And I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the orders without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you did not recall authorizing this ship. You did not authorize this purchase.
Okay. What was the purchase?
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order.
Okay, I'd like to know what the order was for. The only other person that would have this card number is my daughter, and she didn't say anything about placing an order. I will check with her, but I don't think that's what it would be. I want to know what it was for. The only thing I bought recently that would have been that amount was my pump, but that was at Home Depot, and that was like, unless it goes through a third party and they don't get the, that's not the name of the, that came on. It was a pitcher pump, and it's not, it was not what it was. That was from Ashland Water Group. I think that was the last thing I purchased, and I'm not even sure I used that card for it. I might have used a different card, but let me look at my receipt, make sure that's not, because it, like I said, I purchased it through Home Depot and they ordered it, but I don't think it would be. I mean, it wouldn't have gone unless it, you know, wouldn't have been ordered today. I was down like 2 weeks ago, but I just received it in the mail. So if that was a purchase made today, it's not anything. But before I say I want to prosecute somebody, I want to make sure I know that it's correct, you know. You can't tell me what it was. Can you tell me what it was purchased?
Okay, so basically, just one moment. Okay, so basically, it's a meal plan that you have with us. It's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Shows you how to use real food to boost your energy?
That's correct.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector.
And what time that came over, that was ordered online this morning? Is that correct?
I'm still here.
Where was that order shipped to? What's the shipping address for it?
Okay, so the address we have on file is 721 Vickers Road.
Okay, that's my daughter's address.
Okay, what's your daughter's name?
Alice Jackson. Let me call her before we go any further. Let me call her and see, make sure she didn't order it and forget to tell me. So, can you hold on for a minute? Hello?
And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Hello?
Hello. Okay. She's not home right now. That's her address, but I thought she would, I'm sure she would have told me if she ordered something, but let's hold off right now until I can verify with her, okay?
Okay. So as far as her account being canceled, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, but just cancel that shipment or whatever. And
everything have already been canceled.
Yeah, because my card has been, canceled. So, all right, let me check with her, and if not, then I will call you back, okay?
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you, too. Bye.